listener production.
Hi, Saskia Channing here with the latest. A heads up, this first story is distressing. The Forbes community is still in shock following the death of a 28-year-old mum in the early hours of yesterday morning.
That's terrible. Absolutely terrible. A young girl like that, just like any other normal single mum.
That audio courtesy of Seven. A 29-year-old man's been charged with murder and breaking AVO conditions following his arrest more than 100 k's away from the scene. It sparked an outpouring of grief across the Central West, where rates of domestic violence are three times the state average. But as Dubbo councillor and DV advocate Jessica Goffs told the telly, fear isn't stopping victims coming forwards. A reminder, if you or anyone you know needs help, it's available 24/7 on 1800 RESPECT. To other news this morning, locations and dates have been locked in for the flood insurance inquiry. Hearings will take place in Molong on May 7 and Eugowra the next day. Committee Chair Daniel Molino says it's a chance for victims of the 2022 floods to share their horror stories.
Those statements from individual people are extremely powerful and they add a lot of nuance. A lot of the analysis of the insurance industry and indeed any large industry can often boil down to all sorts of data sets and numbers, but it's really important to put a human face to those numbers.
And the Lachlan Valley's been named the most affordable part of the Central West to buy a home. PropTrack's crunched the numbers, finding over a quarter of home sales there are considered affordable for a typical household. That compares to 16% around Dubbo and just 3% in Orange. Central West AFL kicks off this weekend. In the men's Tier 1 comp, the Dubbo Demons host the Bathurst Giants, while the Bathurst Bushrangers take on Orange. Competition manager Casey White predicts the reigning premiers will be again hard to beat.
For the Giants last year to get that monkey off the back and get that first senior men's premiership, you know, they're going to be really looking to go back-to-back. I feel a really young core group of players and a very talented group of players.